Get rid of those after Christmas blues. Treat yourself to something you can use.
Prices are down.
Here's a bright new look.
Down, down.
As good as the old year might have been, the new year promises more. Don't be a waiter, the value's greater than it ever was before.
Might have got a pack of presents for your Christmas,
but you didn't get everything.
So buy yourself a January bargain and see what joy it will bring.
An extraordinary January
sale.
As a pepper upper, it just can't fail. An extraordinary January sale. As a pepper upper, it just can't fail. An extraordinary January sale. As a pepper upper, it just can't fail.
Who are these people? Why are they whispering? They're a bereaved family. There's been an auto accident. They're in the city morgue. There's a stunned silence as the attendant prepares to pull open the refrigerated drawer in which a body lies. Someone has to identify the remains. Slowly, the drawer slides open. The horror-stricken family views a mangled corpse. Is it a man or is it a woman? Is it a member of your family? Perhaps the victim is you. It's a grisly thought, isn't it? But such horrors can be avoided. How? By fixing seatbelts in your car. Statistics prove that there are fewer accident fatalities where people had the foresight to use seatbelts. Would you rather sit snug and safe in a seatbelt or lie horribly mangled in a refrigerated drawer? It's your choice. If you prefer the seatbelt, have your car equipped with one today and enjoy happier, safer motoring.
Ebenezer Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, who are you?
I am Marley's ghost.
I don't see you.
Not yet, Ebenezer, not yet.
What do you want?
I have come to warn you.
To warn me?
To warn you that every time you drive your car, your life is in danger.
Danger?
Accidents, Ebenezer. Horrible accidents like the one in which I was involved. And all because I did not have seatbelts in my car.
Seatbelts? But seatbelts cost money.
Fool, do you assess your life in mere dollars and cents? Look at me, Ebenezer. Look hard at me.
Ah!
horrible air. When they scooped me up from the wreckage, I was crushed beyond all recognition. It could happen to you unless you take the precaution to have seat belts in your car.
Yes, yes, Morley. I'll get them today. I promise.
Get seat belts for safety's sake. For safety's sake. For safety's sake.